Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. Today's Parsha Shemini has as its Haftarah from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verses 1 through 19. As a preliminary matter to our understanding of the Haftarah, we need to take a view of the historical setting of this particular Haftarah. Early in Samuel's prophecy, the Jews were constantly battling against its principal enemy, the Philistines. The war, however, was being lost by the Jews, with many of the Jewish soldiers falling on the battlefield. As a result, when Samuel felt it was important to bring the Ark to the battlefield, for the Jews it was felt the Ark on the battlefield would provide protection and bring victory to the Jews just as it had in the past. However, Samuel had previously declared the fate of the Jews as God's will, and that they would not be victorious, but the Philistines would capture the Ark and took it to their land in various cities of Philistia. Each community to which it was taken in the lands of the Philistines was immediately struck by a plague shortly after the arrival of the Ark. The Philistines had virtually no luck. The Philistines ultimately chose to send the Aron back to Israel. It was placed in a new carriage and harnessed to a pair of cows and provided with gifts of gold. The Philistines hoped the God of the Jews would be appeased. The first Jewish town to which the Ark arrived was Beit Shemesh. The people of Beit Shemesh did not respect the Aron. A devastating plague took place immediately. The people of Beit Shemesh realized the problem and asked another town to take the Aron. It was agreed, and the Aron was sent to the second town and was brought to the home of Avinadab. Roll ahead about 20 years. David now becomes king of Israel. David decided to bring to Jerusalem and to unite the capital with the Aron. The Aron was put into a new carriage, and a procession proceeded to Jerusalem. Shortly after the procession began, the Aron, in which was in the carriage, met a bump in the road and it caused the Aron to shake. Uzzah, one of Avinadab's sons, reached out to steady the Aron to keep it from falling. Uzzah immediately was struck dead. This is the apparent connection with today's Torah reading. According to our sages, Uzzah had forgotten about the unique properties of the Aron, as had been shown in earlier Jewish history. As a result of the death of Uzzah, David chose to leave the Ark prior to bringing it to Jerusalem. He left it for 3 months in another home. David then decided to move the Ark to Jerusalem, but not in carriages as he had done previously, but on the shoulders of Levites as he was instructed to do by God. Sacrifices were offered at each 6 steps which were taken by the procession. As the procession proceeded to Israel, to Jerusalem, there was much singing and dancing, and David danced before the parade as he went to enter Jerusalem. David's wife, Michal, was watching from a window. Remember, Michal was King Saul's daughter, and she was looking at the procession from her window. She was annoyed, for she did not believe that David proceeded with dignity of a king. It was improper for a king to behave with dancing. There are other texts which describe David as being intoxicated. We learn from other sources that Michal confronted David about his behavior, and this set many things asunder in their marriage. In Jerusalem, the Ark was set in a tent, for David knew that he would not build the temple in Jerusalem This was left to his son. Years later, a prophet told David to purchase a certain threshing floor, which was to become Temple Mount, and it would be built by his son Solomon. Two parts of this Haftorah have always intrigued me. The first is, why would Uzzah feel the need to steady the ark? Didn't he have sufficient faith that the ark would handle its own? And the answer is obviously no, he didn't, and he was punished because of it. Same thing had happened to the sons of Aaron many, many, many years before in the wilderness. They didn't trust that the ark would be able to handle its own. They didn't have trust in God guiding the fate of the ark. The second part of the Haftorah, which has intrigued me, is the brief reference to Michal being upset with David's behavior. How a short, simple fight or disagreement or one actions or behaviors unseemly can ruin total marriage relationship for the future. As you may recall, your darshan today is neither a rabbi nor a teacher nor a scholar. He is but a Yehudi Pashut, a simple Jew, Mehare, from the hills of Baltimore. Thank you. Be well.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.